White. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 26, 1895. Willie. Breakfast time. Caldwell has just come in the tent and tells me the men say Willie made no terms with them as to how they shall work. Caldwell says you told him you would make all arrangements with them, and now, what shall be done? What shall we do about these men in the wage line? I dare not leave such things to Caldwell, for he is so willing and so free to hand out the means in his hands to pay workers. I mean all I say when I tell you I dare not give him the responsibilities he would like and feels wholly efficient to perform. If you have anything definite you have not told Caldwell, please write to him. But do not censure him, for he feels quite sore because he says you are afraid to trust him with the responsibilities. I see reasons enough why he cannot be called a qualified man to direct workmen. The sooner you can be on the ground and exercise your judgment in behalf of what is going on in building, the better will it be. Just as soon as you can come after the mail to America is gone, come up here, and I protest that your time shall not be spent so fully upon the school grounds. We want our family established in the office building before we leave, and we want things pleasant and agreeable. Please provide fine wire for to use in the framework and doors of my tent. I cannot endure the closing up so tightly. I must have a chance to breathe and not be exposed to the animals around. I will now close. Do not leave your work of getting off American mail, for this comes first. Why did May, Israel, come up here without any baggage and calculate to return in a day or two? We have set her at work, and she has decided to remain. Did you need her down to Granville? I do not know what to do. Please tell me, did you not expect her to stay? She does not seem to understand about the matter. Worsnop has just come back. I tell you, I do not think Caldwell a manager. Mother.